Simen Shin Tesvov. Mitoshi Mesureges. A person has a bed, and before you put a mattress down, what you have on the bed is you have the frame, and then you have or springs or lines or sticks. That this is what is called in the Shulchan Aruch Mitoshi Mesureges. Bechavolim. Here they made it from strings. Im yesh ben chevel lechevel shloisha tfachim. Also, lifreis alo sadin. He's not allowed to put a mattress or a blanket and to lay on top of it. Mishum de ovid oyela. He's creating the oil under that place, in the bed. V'chein, also lesalik beged atachten me'olo, mishum de kasasa oyela. When he takes off this blanket or mattress, he says the oil. But, im oyela o karoi keses e beged porus me'erev Shabbos, kishiru tefach, then mutol livris b'shabes al kol amita, is allowed to do the rest. So moisif al oyel aray. And the aloch is moisif b'oyel aray, you're allowed to. So the aloch of the Shulchan Aruch is the hemshech what we learn in Seif Gimel, that mito is considered doing oyel. Mishneh Berurah will explain. We're talking about when you have mechitzes, because without mechitzes, we learn in Seif Gimel that the Shulchan Aruch shita is that you're allowed to make a bed because it's not made for using be'ikar under it, it's made for laying on top of it. Chutz from the Shita Sarashba. But either way, the aloha of the mito is when it's also to do it in Shabbos, so if in between the strings is less from Gimel Tfachim, so it has it in Lavud, so it's not considered as CS oil by covering it. Like we learned in Seif Beis, that it's not called a CS oil, it's Moisif al oil, or if a part of it is already done before Shabbos, a tefach, so to be meisif, it's also the aloha of meisif ala oil that you're allowed to. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside. Sif kot mechav dalet, mitoshim misureges, v'lefi ha-mevur le'el b'sif gimel, al kol chochmai rioche b'shiyesh lo mechitzas ha-magiyas lo'oretz. Aval b'mito shelonu muto b'chol gavne, because when there's no mechitzas, we hope there is no isur to put a tap on. Does it shita shulchan aruch? The sharatzion is miyad adds, and for sure that it's only osur if he also did the mechitzas in Shabbos. But if the bed was already here before Shabbos and he's just putting the tap, then there's no isur. The isur is when he does the mechitzas and then he covers it. Asiyas mechitzas v'gag, aber asiyas gag levad is not osur. When it's done l'shem oyel v'lein in Seif Beis, then it's osur Seif Gimel. But asiyah l'shem oyel, even if the mechitzas were there before Shabbos, so even if there's no mechitzas, if there's amudim before Shabbos and he covers it, it's also when it's also letzel. But in a mitzvah, when it's not also letzel, it's only also because the mechitzas, it's only also if he also did the mechitzas in Shabbos. This is the Mishneh Berurah. The Biur Aloche adds that lefi de Rashbo, it's even without the mechitzas, because mito is also, we learn in Seif Gimel that it's also even without mechitzas. But the truth is that again, Chazanish says that even if the Rashba, it's only also if the Amudim were here before Shabbos. But if the Amudim were not here before Shabbos and he brought them to here after, I'm sorry, if the Amudim were here before Shabbos and he covers his no isur. Only if he bought the amudim and then he covers his also lefi the Rashba. Mishneh Berurah is not mashma like that. But again, mi'ikar adin we paskin and mito, we saw already before that ikar aloche we don't paskin like the Rashba. V'meile mi'ikar adin mishmo here is soisem, mito shelonu is no isur. Even in the bio aloche and Seif Gimel he said to be choishesh to the Rashba. We mentioned it a couple of times that the achroi of the Mishneh Berurah is that you don't have to be choshesh to the Rashba. And here also he says in the Mishneh Berurah, the loike Rashba, that if it's no mechitzas, it's no isur, and the sharatzion he has. And even if it is mechitzas, if he didn't make them in Shabbos, it's also not also. We'll finish the Mishneh Berurah. Sivkot mechofei. Shloish atfochim, div lavoche amrin en lobut. This is Shitas HaMishneh Berurah, that if in a part is lovud, you could cover the whole bed. Chazanish learns, no, only on top of the lovud you're allowed to put another cover, but on the rest you're not allowed to. And even if you cover the lovud and then you want to do the rest, Chazanish was mesupek. But if in the Mishneh Berurah, not only first the lovud and then the rest, if a part is lovud, you could cover the rest. Kietz kesosum. And And here, in our Seif, is a very choshev b'sharatzion. When the sharatzion brought down the halacha, that lefi the Rashba is also to do a bed, to put the top of the bed, is only if he did the mechitzis in Shabbos. The sharatzion in Ois Lamed Aleph has a very big chidush. The gamayri she'em mid'at Ois b'Shabbos v'mokim hazeh, k'day lifu yisoleo. V'chem meduk d'klo shenatu. V'im Ois o'im medis po'im b'oid yoyim, arinasu ha'mechitzis b'oid yoyim, ולס בזה משום אויל ארי, אז לא איסור אבו אויל ארי. ולפי זה, שרציו יוצא איזה חידוש, משכח עשו לעניין איסור דרבונן דסתירה חומו בביניין, ובסתירה בוודאי אפילו הכל נעשה מבוידיוים, שייך בו שם סתירה. Even if everything was done מבוידיוים, is a איסור סתירה. And אילו לגבי איסור עשי עשו אויל, it's only if he did it up. I'm sorry. In Isur Asiyas Oyel, it's only if you did the bottom and the top in Shabbos. Then it's Isur Asiyas Oyel. But Stiras Oyel, even if he did the Mechitzas before Shabbos, and he has only the roof, and he takes it off, it's also. The Hainu, is a Zach, that Lu Yitzur the Mechitzas are here, you're allowed to cover it in Shabbos. And in Stire, even if you have the banner before Shabbos and you covered it, you'd not be allowed to take it off. So something that you're allowed to build in Shabbos, but you're not allowed to take off in Shabbos. So the Mechitzas Adir, you're allowed to put the top in Shabbos, but to take off, you're not allowed to, even though it was done before Shabbos. And even that Alamo, we learned in the beginning of the Seif, that Mishneh Berurah brought down, and Seif Kotan Aleph, and every time is the Isur Stira. But even so, Mishneh Berurah says, Matzonu Choyme. And here we found very interesting shailas. Mishneh Zalman Bar-Yachbach was clearing, to take off the roof and not to take off the mechitzas. You're allowed to do in Shabbos or not, besoisa. To take off a roof and not to be soisa the mechitzas. Is the Isur Stira and Shabbos and not. The binyan we said Lemoshel and Mita is only if you take off, do the mechitzas, the Isur Asiyas oil, and do the roof. Besoisa, you have to break both or not. The Shmir Shabbos Kiil Choso, and Perek Chof Dalet, Or Yud Zayin and Ayin Zayin, is Poshetim, even if only you take off the top, without the mechitzas. It's also Isur Soisa oil, Aray, and Shabbos. And he's telling that in this Mishneh Berurah it's not so mashma. Because it's mashma in the Mishneh Berurah that is the same. You could argue if it's mashma or not. But this is the Achrot of Shlomo Zalman. Now, there's another very interesting Zach. In the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, in Perik Chof Dalet, Seif Chof Beis, he brings down that if you say so, Shaloi Kederech Etzmuter. The Hainu. If something is osli, even Lashem Tzel, you take off the mechitzas, you take off the walls, you take off the poles, and then you take off the roof, it's okay. You're not allowed to take off the roof and then the mechitzas, but the opposite, you're allowed to. And the chazanish is choylik, the chazanish holds, bestira is not considered a shinui, and either way it's asur, and either way it's asur. Now, there's another shaila. Tisefes oyel arai. That was done in Shabbos, you're allowed to take it off in Shabbos. But if it was done before Shabbos, the Chazanish says, you're not allowed to peel off even a half. Even if normally when I have a half, I'm allowed to add. And if I add it in Shabbos, I'm allowed to take off the half that I added. But if I have a whole thing, I'm not allowed to take off a half. Even if I'm leaving a half. And again, we found Chomu Stira Mibasiyas Oyel. Shibasiyas Oyel, if a part is done, I'm allowed to do the rest. And here, even if I'm leaving a part, I'm not allowed to take off the other part. But I found interesting in the Oche Shabbos, two chidushim, that it's at least a mokim to be Messiah. Person has a carriage. So a part of the roof of the carriage, the cover of the carriage, he allowed to open and close, and it was open before Shabbos. Then he had a plastic over the rest. And they were taking the kid, now it's, they want to take off the plastic. You allowed to take off the plastic or not? He wants to tell you that for sure you're allowed to, because he wants to be mechalek. I'm not so clear the chiluk. Same thing we'll have in a table. If we will say that in our tables you have to be choshesh to the rashma v'asiyas oil, and you have these wings that you can add on the table, you want to take them off in Shabbos, you're leaving the main part of the table. So if you did it in Shabbos, for sure you're allowed to take it off in Shabbos. But if you did it before Shabbos, so the question is if you're allowed to take it off or not. Here again, the Chazon Ish is machmir. But the Ocha Shabbos wants to tie again, that is for sure separate, and you're for sure allowed to. It's a chidush. Seife. Kise ha'osui prokim. Ukshiroitim leishev, alo poischim oisev ha'or niftach. It's like a folding chair. Ukshimesirim oisev, seigrim oisev ha'or nichpal. Muto lefotre lekatchile. You're allowed to open them in Shabbos. For sure, in a normal folding chair, there's no question. It's not osui lo'oyel. Shnebuah will explain that this chair had mechitzas when you opened them. And even so, you're allowed to do it because it's the whole thing is one big thing. So it's not called a siyas oil. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Sif kodem chav zayim. Mutar lefotchoi. The ovid v'koy mi bo idioim. Sharatzir lamed beiz explains. V'ayinu afilo yo hakisa osi gam mechitzes. V'al de apshite nifshotim gam mechitzes. Nim loikem belav o chishori. Lefim ha sheposak ha shochonoruch. Lehev besif gimel. Elo sheposhim oisoi umiyashme kedei leishivolo. ומהעתיים משורי להעמיד החופו ולסלקו. ושרציון learned that the chupo is considered osui le'oyel. You could have said it's osui le'covid. There's no shayla anyways. It's osui le'oyel. But you're allowed to open it wide, Mishnah Berurah explains, because the sticks. ושרציון says, I'm sure it's a chupo kshuro back, nasius berem Shabbos. It's tied together. It's on the floor. You just pick it up and open it. Mishnah Berurah said, only when it's tied, not with rings. I'm not so sure. I saw the Shmir Shabbos rings down. I don't have it so clear. But it's a chidush that it's also considered that it's ready and you just have to open it. What in a dafa kavua? Shubakoisa shubasaknesa shumanicha lo vasforim? Umiu bedaf belabo chishori. No enka venosim ashapoisa daf lishem oil. Imken eno lo vshem oil arai kevon shubalei mechitzas. So the Mishnah Berurah learned that the chupa is made l'shem tzel, it's called l'shem oil, and even so it's mutar because it's mechuba. Now, this halacha, the things that are mechuba are not considered as siyas oil, it makes sense. The Chazon Ish brings down migdol, she'osi kedei leishev b'toichoi l'tzel, it's made for tzel. כוסף החזניש בורחה עם סימן נונבי סבקות נזיין, שאם נופל מותר להעמידוי. אבל פי שכוונו עושה לצל שהוא גוף איכות, מה שאופך מצד לצד. סיימתי כדי משנבורי בנזדר, נומיתה שלא לא מחובוריס ואימניס, אם היסקוף או אימותו על צידו מותר לנטוי סולי שבל רגלו, דלב מבדי אובית, אלו יסו ובעלמה. והאם פרמגודם שמסתפק עם טבע המחזק את הרבו עם סוי, מותר לכוי וסוינת. But be'etzem, he says that you're allowed to. And I want to say a very interesting. And the Orchei Shabbos, he brings down in Seif Yud Gimel, B'Shem Reb Eliashiv. Oyel mitkapel saviv chishuk. It's like they have these rings that you open them and they become like a tent. Ein lefotcho lesoisru b'Shabbos. And it's not doing it to different halachas that I said before. Because here, the whole tzuro was not there before, and it's not called tzurosim miskayemes. V'apsicha nechsheves asiel oyel mitchilo. They bring it down b'shem Reb Eliashiv. So it's very interesting. Lemoshel, and see if Gimel brings down ganona mechuba b'tzirim. If you have a roof of a house connected with hinges, you're allowed to. The same thing he says if you have a carriage. You have a roof, you're allowed to open and close it. Some say even if you have like in a garden, like something like a big, huge umbrella, not an umbrella, we'll learn later that it's also, but it looks like an umbrella, you open it, it's connected, it's like a big pole standing, you're allowed to. Some people say even in a carriage you're allowed to such a thing. You're allowed to. But he says this ring is different. Not so sure why this ring is different from the chupa of the Mishnah Berurah. Also, there's no shape there before. Shmir Shabbos ki ilchoso, He brings down Muto Lifteach Kise Noyach Mito Veshulcha Miskaplim Lul Shetar Negoilim. Everything is one. Ubichlal Shulcha Miskapel, even if it has wings, you're allowed to open and close it. Then it brings down the same aloches. Seirah shemuchubar lamechitas with hinges. You're allowed to open it and close it. You're allowed to open a roof of a baby carriage. If it's connected with Boid Yoim. You're allowed to open and the garden, this roof, like we said. Hoysakilo reshes kshur letzad echot shel mito Boid Yoim. You're allowed to open it. But im ein abo lehogin ala lekovit gme paroiches. Even halachas, same halachas. So we have to know what we said. Rabbi Yashiv holds that these rings you're not allowed to open. It's like a big snake. Or usually the kids go inside. We have to know. We'll see and see if Zion umbrella, everyone asks it to open in Shabbos. It's also connected and you just open it. So we have to know when it's also and when it's muta. Now the Bir Halacha speaks about opening a folding bed. And he speaks about a folding bed that didn't have a mattress inside. Had like strings. Now you want to open it, and then you want to put a mattress. And the Halacha is mistapik in a case that in between the strings is less from Gimel Tvachim. He says, L'chu'ure, then it's lavud, and b'meli you're allowed to put the mattress out. V'nir l'chu'ure, what do you mean to shalonu? Sh'asui mekupolim, smuchim l'koyse, the muta l'foshtom, the ovid v'koy, because by the shechon, first he says like this, a person wants to open a folding bed. Chol you allowed to? He says, no, here, everything was done already. By us, it's also, but if the pieces of the wood or the strings are less than gimel mizeleze, you're allowed to. Ach, im ha-shlivo shel ha-mita smuchim zeleze she'ein b'neim gimel tfochim, the kilovu dami. Efsho de yesh lohokel mitam. Nigam agai kiru nigma kvar mi boid yoyim. Efsho she yesh lohokel. Why efsho? So maybe here, what he was misupik is, it's again, the lovud was not already a oil yet. You're right that the lovud was connected. But now he's meisif on the lovud. So it's like opening one thing that is connected and then adding another thing. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's mutter. Because this was a lovud already. And now he's adding in it. Efsho that it's mutter. Now, then the Mishnah Berurah speaks about in the Bir Halacha, maybe it's a tirchet of the dechoil, but Rabbi Nissim Karelitz in Chut Ashoni brings down that in our folding beds is not considered of the dechoil, and avada you're allowed to open them in Shabbos for sure, but it's no chash of asiyas oil b'Shabbos.